I'm Derek Cardwell. On today's Lely Radio Sports page, we look back at Saturday's action from the Knoxville Raceway. It was another great night of racing, and it was a fast track early on as time trial laps were well above average. Matt Allen was quickest in pro sprints with a lap of 16.994. Chase Randall was fastest in the 360s with a lap of 15.652. And Aaron Reitzel went 15.560. Heat winners were Jeff Wilkie and Chase Young in the pro sprints, Chase Randall, Timothy Smith, Tony Ross, and Tyler Groenendijk in the 360s, and Kelby Watt, Dusty Zomer, Tasker Phillips, and Zach Hampton in the 410s. When it became time for the features, pro sprints went first, and it was all Jay Kinder from the drop of the green flag.
Coming out of turn four, it is back-to-back feature wins for the Missouri driver Jay Kinder in the 88. Jay Kinder wins it.
Kinder had never won back-to-back races in his career at Knoxville, so it was another box to be checked.
A few years ago, you made a habit of this, and you're starting to make a habit of it again. Back in victory lane, it took forever to get here. Now you can't stay out.
Yeah, I can. I don't mind coming back up here if I can keep doing this. We won some races and we won a championship. This is the first time I've won back-to-back, so we got another new accomplishment this weekend. But car's rolling good. Got to thank Dad for helping everything. And I forgot last week, KRCO, that's the greatest group of people there is. They help these racers out so much. I forgot to thank them. They're my only sponsor because they help us out so much. So KRCO, thanks for everything you do. And I got my little boy here this weekend, so this is a good one to get some good pictures with. So it's going to be a good year. We'll see how it plays out.
In the 360A main, Jack Anderson was controlling the field as he led the first 11 laps. Aaron Reitzel took command.
Aaron Reitzel gets by Jack Anderson on the backstretch, and the 87 now out front at lap number 12, six to go. Very patient run there by Reitzel, waiting for the right time and place to make that move on Anderson.
Reitzel would lead the rest of the way, and in victory lane, he said Anderson may have had a better car, but he was better in traffic.
It gets sketchy out there sometimes when you know the leaders are going so much faster in some of those lap cars. There was a couple scary moments there. So glad we were able to hang on. That red 7 car, he was doing a hell of a job moving around. I actually think he might have had a better car than me. He could get out in the middle and, you know, still keep his momentum up. So I just had to keep dodging when he ducked and ducked when he dodged. Just everywhere he went, I just tried to hurry up and do a different line. And I finally, just run up above the cushion, turned across the hill, and he had one lap car just kind of screw him up. And after that, I felt like I was getting through him really good. Hats off to my crew.
It was time for the 410s, and it would become a three-car battle between Chase Randall, Reitzel, and Austin McCarl for the podium. After a red flag knocked out a few of the contenders early on, Reitzel would take the lead, but Randall put a slider on him in turn two of lap two.
And now Randall is right there. He has caught Reitzel now. Two down, 18 to go. Randall with a slider.
Wow.
About takes the nose off of Reitzel midway through turn one and two and give the lead to the 2KS of Chase Randall.
Randall would leave Reitzel and McCarl to battle for second and third, and he would take his first career 410 win at the Knoxville Raceway. Randall said he and car owner Troy Renfro are starting to get on the same page.
It was huge, and yeah, it was very tricky. You know, judging my pace off lap cars, I was driving as hard as I could, but, you know, as soon as I got close enough to lap traffic, I felt like I slowed down and, you know, was itching to go, but I was trying to be patient at the same time, and you know, just had to take a few deep breaths and, you know, keep moving. You know, I know I felt great, you know, from the first lap. You know, Troy is, you know, me and him have been working extremely hard, you know, to make this All Ball Year Alternative, you know, Iowa Barnstormers car, you know, the best it can be. And, you know, my whole team works so hard as well to be here. You know, I feel like we never give up. You know, we've had a lot of struggles. I feel like this year, just things being a little different, but we never give up. You know, Joe works his butt off in the shop every week. Jet, you know, from Australia is here. You know, always working hard, and then JT to be able to see her also with Corey.
This week is a Friday and Saturday weekend as the USAC National Sprint Cars come to town. It's non-wing racing at the Knoxville Raceway. For KNIA KLS Sports, I'm Derek Cardwell. More of today's Lely Radio Sports page is next.